right, I will now call to order the regular meeting of the Planning Commission for June 10th. We've got a number of visitors today. For those who have not joined us previously, let me briefly go over the process. When we have an item of business before us, I will ask to hear from anyone in support of the request and then those who may be opposed to it. I will ask that all cell phones be put on mute or turned off out of respect to whoever is speaking. And when you come forward to speak, please come up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. All right. My first item of business is approval of the minutes of the May 13th work session and regular meeting. And I'll entertain any changes. I do have one. The meeting times are not on the regular meeting. I'm not sure when we started it, but according to this, we adjourned at 6 o'clock. So with that...
It was 6:08.
I know, it wasn't, yes.
Aye.
So with that minor adjustment, are there any other changes or additions or deletions anyone would like to suggest? Then may I entertain a motion to accept them as amended?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Okay, thank you. All right, well, let's move on to our first item, which is 3A. It's an application for a proposed revision to the planned residential concept plan for the village at Woodside. Do we have someone here to speak on behalf of that request? Pat, I think this is where you come down, isn't it? No shortcuts here.
Good evening. Pat Cunning, 113 Mulberry at Woodside. We're requesting, and have y'all had the office?
Yes, we have it.
We're requesting to move on the multifamily village, which shows us 63 units. We're planning to utilize part of our square footage on office and office medical, which is, we have 229,000 square feet total. In the office, we got 58,000, medical, 35,000. I don't know if y'all have been out to the village lately, but roughly we've used about 10 to 20,000 square feet total. And what we want to do is utilize the space across from the Wellness Center. Instead of building apartments there, we wanted to utilize that for our office space. We think that the use is better there. It also provides us with additional parking for the Wellness Center. And so we're not asked for any more square footage approval. It's just that we felt like that use was better rather than the 63 apartments to utilize that for office space. We already have one tenant who wants to put a 4,700 square foot office building there, and it'll be office or medical for the rest. So we just think it's a better plan. It doesn't use up any more of our approved space. We would like to be able to utilize the units somewhere else, as far as in the probably. We'd utilize those on the assisted living space, which we're in the middle of negotiating on. It'll probably be about 88 units, and we'll use the units for that. And it's pretty much straightforward. I think it's a better plan, and we're ready to answer any questions.
Commissioners, any questions?
You're just shifting some houses from one place to another and moving your office complex.
In a PR zone, this is actually 100 acres, and it's a way of, you know, we first developed this in 2001. We brought in a redo in 2005, and all we're doing now is massaging it from the standpoint where we think the better use of the space is.
You're not increasing the square footage on either side.
The amount of approvals still stays the same.
Gotcha.
Same green space, same everything.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, would anyone else like to speak in favor of this application? All right, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Okay, then it's back to the commissioners for a motion.
Madam Chairman. With respect to application number 14-23002, revision to a concept plan for the village at Woodside, I propose that we recommend this to City Council with the attached condition on the second page that the offices be limited to two stories or less in height, because it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and consistent with his original site plan.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
We have a second. All right. All in favor? Okay. This application will, with the recommendation, will be forwarded to council. Council will probably be on the agenda June 23rd or July 14th. Okay. Thank you. All right, now, our second application is a proposed rezoning. The applicant owner is John Haddon, and the property is on South Boundary. Do we have anyone present to speak on this application?
Yes, I'm.
All right, if you'll step forward, sir. If you'll state your name and address for the record, please.
John Haddon, residing at 1750 Huntsman Drive. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've owned these two lots, number 1215 and 1219, since 1979 when I purchased them from the late Dr. Carr estate. I was grandfathered in as a veterinary office and kennels, and I ran my veterinary business continuously on the two premises until 2012, when Dr. Bird, to whom I'd sold my equine practice, moved his office to Toolbet Road. Dr. Brown, who bought my small animal practice, had already moved to Banks Mill Road. So there was no veterinary clinic, no veterinarian left on that property. The original line between the two lots runs right through the wing of 1219, which was part of the clinic built back when Dr. Carr had the offices. I'm requesting the change to zoning to R10 so that I can separate the two properties and convert 1219, which is the old veterinary office, into a residence my wife and I are to live in without having to do any demolishing to the building because of the lot line at the moment. The house at 1215 I rent out at the moment, and sometime in the future I'd like to be able to sell the house, and so therefore I would request if I can have the zoning changed to R10. 1215 will be a 10,000 square foot lot, which goes with the other properties. The one next door is 8,000, the one on the corner of Powder House is 10,000. And the ones behind aren't, nobody's 15,000 square feet, even though it's zoned that. I don't know when that zoning went into effect. But that is the principle behind it. The 1219 would be a corner lot, and although it's bigger than 1215, on two sides it has a road, so the setbacks are 20 feet on two sides. I've got one residence there, and I would like to have only one residence. I would never think of trying to subdivide it and make two. And if it gets, if I can have the rezoning, I can then convert that into a residence without having to do any changes to the buildings by demolishing them to avoid lot lines.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, are there any questions for Dr. Haddon?
So as it is, the only thing you're going to have to remove is that walkway between the two, the breezeway? You know, if you're looking at the front of the two buildings where they're connected?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that gone?
The two buildings, they're not connected at the moment.
All right. So that's...
Because the once I took the kennels down...
Right.
...that were all on 1215, the remaining part of the clinic was on 1219 now. Part of that... No, part of it is still on 1215 with the old lot line, but there is a separation between the two houses.
Okay.
They were connected by the kennels.
Yes.
Is the way I recall.
Right. Yes.
Long time ago.
The kennels up there now.
Right.
That's all been demolished. I took that down. Yeah. You've got pictures of the.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
Yes.
The plan and everything. Yes.
Any other questions for Dr. Hadden? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application?
Hello, I'm George Hagen. We're at 1301 South Boundary, which is close neighbor, only separated by Berkeley Street. I'm on the other corner. Been living there most of my life. My grandfather built the original house there, so that's pretty much home. That corner's home. And John's doing an amazing job at upgrading and making it the neighborhood actually better by his renovations and his plans. And I really appreciate what he's doing, and certainly positively support his actions and request positive consideration from y'all.
Thank you. Any questions from the commissioners? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Right, not hearing any, then it's back to commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we accept application number 14-60002, a rezoning request on tax parcels number 121-14-04-003. And 121-14-04-004, the applicant, of course, being Mr. John Hadden from South Boundary Avenue. I'll second.
All right. All in favor? Okay. All right. Dr. Hadden, this will require two readings by council. The first one will be June 23rd, and the next one will be July 14th, and we will be forwarding a positive recommendation to council. Thank you. All right, and commissioners, our next item is a discussion of possible amendments to the zoning ordinance regarding sign visibility and trees. Is there, of course, we have circulated these. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of our proposed amendments? Sticking right along here. Is there anyone who is opposed to the proposed amendments? Okay. Not hearing any. It's back to the commission for a motion.
Move we adopt the proposed amendments. With regard to the removal of the trees after development, as listed in our program, believe it's in the purview of our of the comprehensive plan. It would enhance that.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Okay. Thank you. All right. And our last item for the evening is possible amendments to the zoning ordinance regarding the definition of residential assisted facility, assisted living facility. At our work session last month, we discussed a lot of points around this, and the consensus was that we felt it did not need to be changed, and thus the matter is placed on this agenda for discussion. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of not changing the amendment? Or not changing the ordinance, sorry. There's a familiar face.
Yes. My name is John Veldman. I live at 352 Magnolia Lake Court. And quite simply, I agree with the Planning Commission's recommendation. I think that some of the proposed revisions really were not very different or didn't really make substantive enough changes to the intent to bother changing it. I think what we have is perfectly satisfactory. It does refer to the South Carolina Code, so you have that hook. And although we don't discuss whether it's the third level of consanguinity or whatever, we do talk about, you know, really, you know, renting from people who are relations and whatever. So I'm perfectly satisfied with it, and I'm happy that you came to the conclusion that you did.
Thank you. Right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, sir. Mr. Ray.
Yes, sir. My name is Preston Ray of 348 Magnolia Lake Court. And I also completely agree with your working group's decision to not change the definition of residential assisted living and to not strike the retirement center apartments from the household living section of residential use categories. I think, in short, the proposed changes are minor in the residential assisted living area. And striking reference to the South Carolina Code will only confuse the intent of the current definition. With respect to the deletion of the retirement center apartments from household living, this could have an adverse consequence, not allowing them in residentially zoned districts, which then would raise the question of what zoning districts they would be allowed in, and what density requirements would be imposed. So this change would have an unexpected adverse consequence and would require City Council actually to then specifically address the requirements for retirement city apartments while the current ordinance, frankly, adequately does it already. So, in short, for both issues, don't change anything that doesn't need fixing. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ray? Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to keeping the ordinance as it is? All right. Not hearing any. We'll send it back to commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I would recommend to the commission that we leave the ordinance in relation to the definition of residential living facility as is.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. All right. And there being no further business before us, this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all.
So I ever did the second thing.
Yeah.